भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरय नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 22, The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, and text number 8. Sabhavandu hitrasneha parikleshtatmano mama श्रोतुम अरहसि दीनस्य श्रावितं कृपया मुने स भवान् दुहित्र स्नेह. परिकृष्टात्मनो मम श्रोतुम अरहसि दीनस्य श्रावितं कृपया मुने स भवान् दुहितृस्नेह परिक्लिष्टात्मनो मम श्रोतुम अरहसि दीनस्य श्रावितं कृपया मुने. श्रावितं कृपया मुने. ओ ग्रेट सेज, ग्रेशियसली बी प्लीज्ड विथ मी, प्लीज्ड टू लिसन टू द प्रेयर ऑफ माय हम्बल सेल्फ. फॉर माय माइंड इज ट्रबल्ड बाय अफेक्शन फॉर माय डॉटर. Purport. When a disciple is perfectly in consonance with the spiritual master, having received his message and executed it perfectly and sincerely, he has a right to ask a particular favor from the spiritual master. Generally, a pure devotee of the Lord or a pure disciple of a bona fide spiritual master does not ask any favor either from a Lord or the spiritual master. But even if there is a need to ask a favor from the spiritual master, one cannot ask that favor without satisfying him fully. Swayambhuva Manu wanted to disclose his mind regarding the function he wanted to execute due to affection of his daughter. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं वर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sabhavan duhitrasneha parikrishtatmano mama Shrotum arhasidinasya shravitam krapayami. O great sage, graciously be pleased to listen to the prayer of my humble son. For my mind is troubled by affection for my daughter. In the previous verse, it said that
threat has been detected.
I have fortunately been instructed by you. And thus great favor has been bestowed upon me. I thank God and I have listened with open ears to your pure words. And in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada says that the pure devotee or the sincere disciple of a spiritual master does not ask any favor either from the Lord or spiritual master. And even if he has to ask, then what he has to do? He has to satisfy his spiritual master fully. And how one can satisfy spiritual master fully? Anything else? The most important thing is following his instruction. Paying attention when he speaks about a philosophy, when he speaks about religion, when he speaks about the anarthas that we are having. There are two ways to serve sadhu or spiritual master. One, by taking care of their material body. And second thing, by paying attention to their instruction, following them in our life. And history has shown us that if you just follow the instruction of your spiritual master, then he gets pleased. And once he is pleased, then everything is in your hands. No need to put some extra endeavor to achieve your goals. But just by the mercy of spiritual master, you are doing everything. I think that's Karuni. Yeah. There's a nice story in Upanishads. That's Aruni. He approached his spiritual master. He approached in his Gurukul and he asked him that, "I would like to get the spiritual knowledge or study Vedas, then the spiritual master said, okay. But you need to follow my instruction. And he said, what is that? He said, take this one cow and this one bull and take them for grazing. And you have to take care of them till they become 100 in numbers. And then you come back. So you can imagine how many years it would have been taken for him. So he never argued with this spiritual master. He just took the cows and went. And every time his spiritual master used to come and visit him. So as the herd started growing, he saw he is becoming also very strong. So one day his spiritual master asked him, what do you eat actually? You are looking like a wrestler. Then he said that when the all calves, they drink the milk, and whatever is left over, then I drink it. Then he said, it's not good. Because you are serving them so nicely, so they are affectionate to you, and that because of that affection, they are keeping that milk. So let them have with their full capacities. Then he stopped drinking that milk. And after a few days, again his spiritual master came and he saw that again he is strong and stout. Nothing is, no difference in his health and his physics. So he asked him, what do you do now? What do you eat? He said, when this calf, they drink milk, after satisfying their hunger, when there is a foam on their face, I just take that foam of milk. Then again his spiritual master said, you should not do that. It's not good for you. Then again he stopped. Then again, but he never stopped his services. He kept continuing. Again one day his spiritual master came and he saw him. Again he is strong and stout. He said, now what do you eat? He said, nothing. Actually when cows they take rest, I just go and ask for madhukari in nearby locality and whatever they give me, I eat. And he said, okay, from tomorrow what you can do? Whatever you get it, that should be given to the spiritual master. So you bring that and give it in the ashram. So he started doing that. But in return from ashram, he never got anything. So he used to come back and he used to eat some leaves from different trees. And one day so happened that he ate some sort of a leaf and he lost his eyesight. And he fell down in one ditch. And it was like a days together he was in ditch. He was suffering like anything. And one day his spiritual master was visiting that place to see what's going on with him. And then he called out for his name. He was not able to hear because for days together he was hungry and fell down in at that ditch, so he was not able to, he was not having enough strength to respond. But some other with a pale voice he said, I'm here in this ditch. So they went and they took him out. Then he asked, what happened? Nothing, because as you said that I should go and get madhukari and give it to ashram, but one day because of hunger, I just ate something, some leaf or some vegetable that I lost my eye. He said, really? I said, yes. He said, okay, no worries. And then a spiritual master with a great mystic power, he invoked the doctors of Devatas. Ashwini Kumaras, and they appeared. And he told them that, give him something so that he can get his eyesight back. So with the combination of some medicines, they prepared one malpuha. And they gave it to that Arudi. He had it in his hand. He said, okay, you are given it, but I can't have it unless and until my spiritual master allows me to eat. Then his spiritual master says, okay, you have it. And then he eats that. As soon as he eats that, he immediately gets his eyesight back. Then his spiritual master, he says, now you ask whatever you want. I'm really pleased with you. Because you never wavered your mind for following my instruction. You never argued with that. You just did what I said. So I'm really satisfied with you. So now it's your turn that you ask anything, I'm ready to give. Then he said, I want the whole Vedic knowledge. Please bestow that. I said, you want that? It's okay. And then with the mystic power, he invoked all the deities of mantras in the Vedas. And all they appeared in the sky. And because he got that eyesight, which is transcendental, given by the Ashwini Kumaras, then his spiritual master asked him, what do you see in the ether? He says, I'm able to see most beautiful and wonderful personalities standing with a folded hands. What should I do now? He said, do you want all Vedic knowledge one by one or what? He said, I want all together. So all that personified mantras of the Vedas, they entered in his mind. So from this particular story, we can understand that a sincere disciple never asks any favor from either God or spiritual master. If by their own mercy, if they give it, he becomes satisfied. And even if he has some hankering and he wants to get it something or some favor from them, then he really satisfies them. And once they are satisfied, then as Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat na prasadat na gati kutopi. So once the spiritual master is pleased, nothing in the world that can restrict you from attaining what you desire. So here we see the first and foremost among the human being, Swayambhu Manu, by his own example he is showing that if you want to go to such a transcendentalist whom the people who have not controlled their mind are not able to see, such a transcendental person, it happens that you go and meet him, then you should first satisfy him. And after satisfying him, put forward your problems so that he can give you a solution. And here we see that Maharaj Swayambhu Manu, he went in front of Karadamma Muni, and now he's telling, what is that really disturbing his mind? That nothing but his attachment for his own daughter. And then in the next verse, it is said, Priyavrato uttanapado svaseyam duhita mama anvichyati patim yuktam vayashila gunadibhi. My daughter is the sister of Priyavrata and Uttanapad. She is seeking a suitable husband in terms of age, character and good qualities. Purport. The grown-up daughter of Swayambhu Manu Devahuti had a good character and was well qualified. Therefore, she was searching for a suitable husband just befitting her age, qualities and character. The purpose of Manu's introducing his daughter as the sister of Priyavrat and Uttanapad, two great kings, was to convince the sage that the girl came from a great family. She was his daughter and at the same time the sister of Kshatriyas. He did not come from a lower class family. Manu therefore offered her daughter to Kardama as just suitable for his purpose. It is clear that although the daughter was mature in age and qualities, she did not go out and find her husband independently. She expressed her desire for a suitable husband corresponding to her character, age and quality. And the father himself, out of affection for the daughter, took charge of finding such a husband. So again, the social code that has established by Maharaj Swayambhu Manu for the whole humanity is showing that how one should have a certain characteristic at certain age. Nowadays, under the banner of women's liberation, they are making women prostitute rather than the proper responsible citizens. Here it is said that even though she was matured in character and age, she never went out in search of her own husband. She approached her father, an authority. And she asked him that. And father, being a responsible person, he took that responsibility. And he came out. First of all, he asked Brahmaji, where should I go and whom should I meet? And Brahmaji guided him to go to Kardama. And so he approached for that. So that's the proper way of getting married. In the next verse, it said, Yadatu bhavata shila shruta rupa vayo gunan Ashnod Narada Deshaha Tvayasit Kritanishayaha. The moment she heard from the sage Narada of your noble character, learning, beautiful appearance, youth, and other virtues, she fixed her mind upon you. Purport. The girl Devahuti did not personally see Kardama Muni, nor did she personally experience his character or qualities. Since there was no social intercourse by which she could gain such understanding, but she heard about Kardama Muni from the authority of Narada Muni. Hearing from an authority is a better experience than gaining personal understanding. She heard from Narada Muni that Kardama Muni was just fit to be her husband. Therefore, she became fixed in her heart that she would marry him, and she expressed her desire to her father, who therefore brought her before him. See, from the time immemorial, women, they are free to think and to desire for. It's not that they were always dominated by the men. They have their own desire. But that should be expressed and that should be get fulfilled in a proper way. And in this particular verse, it is explained that how Swayambhu Manu is explaining that how his daughter heard about the character and the qualities of Kardama Muni. She never saw him personally. There were no system of a matrimonial thing or that you can put your profile and go through the profile and then approach. No. Kardama Muni was a great sage, staying in forest, performing his austerity. But the person who travels everywhere, that is Sri Narad Muni, he introduced all his good qualities, characteristics, his beauty to Devahuti. And as soon as Devahuti heard about him, she fixed her heart on him. And then she expressed that desire to Swayambhu Manu, that I wanted to get married this person. Please arrange for it. And then Swayambhu Manu, he came along with her to Kardama Muni to fulfill the desire of his own daughter. She tried to understand what was the upbringing of women in that era. By nature, women are submissive and they have a great service attitude. That thing should be cultured nicely. Nowadays, they don't have that thing actually. Under the banner of women's liberation, they wanted to make them as equal as man. They wanted to put them in that same position. But by nature, it's not possible. They can't be equal to man. As explained in the Padma Puran, because they need shelter, they need some support. If you go out and say this to today's modern women, they get freaked out. Because I've seen, I'm having interaction with the college students. Every time I go, they have one question. What your religion says about women's liberation or equality of man and woman? Because of some political agenda and for own benefit, few people, they have introduced this system. It was not there previously. It was just 4 or 5 decades it has came. From let's 50s or 60s, these things have started. Previously, there was no such uproar. And since then, just to exploit them for their own gratification, particular part of the social or society or politicians, they have created this ban. And they have started extracting and exploiting the women in the world. And people, they are taking much more interest in that. See, there is a particular group of community. They wanted to have always unrest in society. There should be a problem. So they can fill the things. People can buy the things from them. They create problem and they themselves give solution. And that solution is not for free. Problem is for free. But solution is not for free. You have to pay. They extract whatever you earn for your livelihood and they put in their pockets. That's what happens when you have Vaishya kind of a personality in control. Because they know only loss and profit. They won't care about anyone's emotion. They won't care about any morality. Their morality is to just extract money from others' pocket. Just exploit the other people's energy for our own benefit. And that's why the unrest there in the whole society. But if you follow the norms and codes of conduct that has established by Maharaj Manu, then there will be peace in the society. Because the rules and regulations that he has given, the sole and reason for that is to get all the humanity on the same platform of God realization. Help them to develop their consciousness so that they can get out of this pangs of material world. And here we can see, if you hear it from the authority, then it is more authentic. Hearing from an authority is a better experience than gaining personal understanding. Because our understanding is based on our capacity of absorbing things. So not necessary that your understanding will be good. That's why even it is said that Pani piyo chhan ke aur guru karo jaan ke. Even accepting a spiritual master, you should be wide open your eyes. And pray to the Lord. It's not by your choice you are going to get a spiritual master. If you think that and you try to judge someone and accept spiritual master, you are going to fail in your endeavor. Because what capacities you have to understand the spiritual master? It's by the Lord's mercy that he sends you that person who should become your spiritual master. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai. By the mercy of Krishna, you get spiritual master, and by the mercy of spiritual master, you get Krishna. So it's not that Devahuti went and asked for Narad Muni that I wanted to marry, so tell me someone who is. Here's Naradji approached Swayambhu Manu and he had a talk with Devahuti and he explained the wonderful qualities of Kardamu Manu. And then when Devahuti got attracted with that quality, she fixed her mind on him. And she asked his father, please do the nirpa. So these are the proper ways to follow certain things in society. So Srimad Bhagavatam gives everything which is necessary for us in this life to live peacefully materially and advance spiritually. So let's try to understand it and imbibe it so that we can get our ultimate goal of life. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. कौन सा पढ़ रहे हैं आप? जो शब्द आप बोल रहे हो तो है ही नहीं, ये तो वयस्क लिखा है यहाँ पे। क्या चाहिए आपको? जो बोल रहे शब्द वो तो है ही नहीं ये तात्पर्य में कहीं पे। क्या कौन सा पूछ रहे हैं?
ये ए, ए, ए।
वयस्क, वयस्क यानी आयु की,
आयु
वृद्धा नहीं है वयस्क यानी। वयस्क माने अनुचित आयु की, बराबर के उम्र की, मैच्योर। हाँ, गुण आयु और शील के अनुरूप पति ढूंढने के लिए गए ना।